and shelter material in, from our Mansoura warehouses and in Karachi.
Is there any coordination between NGOs like your own and the government? And what's the level of coordination as well?
Well, the coordination structure has been in place since the earthquake and has been working very well. There has been meetings yesterday in Peshawar, in Islamabad, of NGOs and the UN, and there have been meetings in Kohistan. So coordination is very well, but the aid effort are very slow. And like you were mentioning, people are very frustrated. A lot of them, like in Sawat Valley and other parts of Pakhtunkhwa, have been suffering because of the war on terror. So they are in desperate need for aid right now.
There are rising water levels, collapsing infrastructure, as our correspondent mentioned. I am bearing in mind that the rains are worse than expected. However, these are annual monsoon rains. With that in mind, should we not be looking at preparedness and the fact that when Pakistan expected monsoon rains, it wasn't ready?
Well, it seems like that many of us have not been ready, even though that NDMA has been working and it's gearing up. Initially, we only had 10, 20 helicopters covering about 30 districts that have been affected by these recent floods. They are sending in 10 more helicopters, but it has been a very slow effort and things are not getting to people. And we are scared of epidemics, cholera and dysentery, and breaking out in many parts. And right now, there is no clean drinking water, there is no food, and people are under open sky. So they, like I said earlier, they need support right now, and efforts have been very slow by the local governments and the national government.
What do you need the most as an organization? Is it money, is it international help, or is it people giving donations like food?
Definitely, donations at this time will be very helpful for communities in distress and so the survivors. But helping with the logistics right now is crucial. These are very different, difficult terrains in Balochistan, remote areas, same in Kohistan and Sawat. With road system and bridges collapse, we need help from government authorities in moving relief items, in making sure bridges are up and operational as soon as possible, and people are getting aid. We have right now health teams in Balakot areas assisting children under 5 and women, but we would need access to Ally, to Kohistan, and several parts of other parts of NWFP, which are completely cut off and communications are down too.
Marvin Pervez, good luck with your work, and thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.